First and family, what is going on? It's Friday. So here we are. Friday, Q&A, and we're here for it. If you're Jonathan, here for it, we're here for it.
I got really excited just now. Jonathan can lift his arm. He hasn't been able to lift his arm up.
Right?
We're going to talk about
y'all,
it.
Y'all saw that chicken wing, that chicken wing action. But yeah, so it's a first in Friday. It's a Q&A Friday. It's a Finn Live. It's fun time with the fam. It's all these things. So if you're here hanging out with us, let us know. You know what to do. Danielle, what's going on? How are you doing? I think I got some flyaways here on this side. Don't mind me.
Listen, look.
We won't talk about that.
It's summertime in Florida. Welcome.
We won't talk about that. Yay. I don't know who you are, but I admire that enthusiasm. Keep that rolling. Just let us know who you are so we can call you out. Amir is here. And Amir, I got to tell you, man, every time your little bubble pops up and I see you just lounging, just kicked back, just winning at life, dude, it makes me smile, man. So thank you for sharing that with us. Murphy, whoa. I'm trying to catch up to my peoples. Murphy, what's going on? How are you, my friend? Stephanie gave me a big old hey-o, how are you? And guys, let us welcome Nell.
Hey.
First live, just joined the family and already here, click the link, has a bubble, making some of you guys look bad. I'm not going to say who.
Because we don't know.
Because we don't know who. But whoever just said, hey guys, I want you to know, brand new first in family member Nell got the link right, guys. So just let us know who you are so we can say hey. Oh, Murphy said Greg's here.
Okay.
The gang's all here. Payers represented.
Flies are okay. So, we'll go with it.
Yeah, we'll go for it.
I was apologizing, and like, Nell, you're brand new, right? So normally, we're a tad more put together.
A smidge. Don't expect a lot of professionalism
here. It's been a day, so I apologize for the look.
It has been a day. Coach Amy's here. What's up?
Hey.
What's up? Amir. Give the love. Amir saying hey to Nell. That's awesome, guys. So yeah, it's Friday, you know, and we didn't get a lot of questions. I'll be honest, I didn't check to see if any more came in. So if you guys have any questions for us, you know what to do. Just put a little cue down there, and we'll know how to answer the question. We'll know it's a question. We'll be able to search for it, come back for it, so we don't miss it.
Oh, nice.
We got a superstar in the making right here.
Seriously.
Nell has already said she binge-watched a couple lives already, so you know what to expect then. When we say we're not professionals, you're not doubting us. That's awesome. That's very cool, man. So glad that you're here. You're checking it out. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I guess that or you're a glutton for punishment. You came to join us live. But if you have any questions, just drop a Q in front of them in case we got to circle back. We got this spiffy little search function that they just released, so I can search for Q and it'll pop up all the questions so we don't miss anything, because I miss things. Let's be honest. Anna's here.
Hey.
What's up? Happy Friday. You know, it's been a good Friday.
Yeah.
Not good Friday like Easter. That was a couple weeks ago. But it's been a good Friday. It's been a very, very first in Friday for me. I don't know what Margie's sharing here.
I'm a little afraid.
This is a YouTube
ask.
Link that we can't click.
Yeah.
So you guys click that at your own risk. But with Margie saying it's Friday, I'm gonna think it's safe. And you know, we have first in Friday for you new people. Nell, maybe you've caught on to this. We do a little thing called First in Friday where we ask everybody how we are going to be first in, or how you plan on being first in. And we had a very first in Friday today. Anna says, not a question, but an awesome statement. Yeah, I noticed that. We've got double Annas at the reunion, and I am very excited about this. So good job with that arm twisting, getting Anna to come out. Anna, I appreciate that a lot. Yeah, I hope it's a good link. If not, you're spamming everybody else. We can't click it. Sonia, what's going on? So yeah, first in Friday for us. Oh.
Was it you? It was Bobby.
There we go. Bobby, a literal OG, got one up by Nell. I love it. And that's a thing. It's a great kind of microcosm for this whole experience, for this whole journey, is that there's always something new to learn. Bobby's been with this family for goodness, a long time, many, many moons. And she learned something new today. Read, click the link, right? I've been doing this whole measure manage thing for 7 years, and I'll learn something new every day. Just today, Vince dropped some yogurt I'd never seen before in my life with 25 grams of protein, so I'm stoked on that. So there is always something to learn. Coach Amy, the cynical sweetheart, said she thinks Margie tried to Rick roll us. I'm a big Rick Astley fan, so you ain't hurting my feelings. I'm going to give you up. I mean, I'm a big fan of that. Oh, speaking of terrible falsetto, we drove separate because I picked up to FJ as we left the chiropractor. And you do not want to hear me singing old Gnarls Barkley, old CeeLo Green, trying to hit that falsetto because it was bad. I was blowing my own eardrums out. I had to stop myself.
No, happy we were in separate cars.
So just a quick recap for First In Friday today. Man, we were all about it. We first off kicked off First In Friday with our first vaccination.
Oh yeah, I'm all about the Ilioka. Okay.
Yeah. So if we get you know, knocked on our butts, if robots take over, if I'm a zombie tomorrow, you guys know why. Blame Pfizer. Really, I just want to go on a cruise. And DeSantis is, I guess, taking litigation against the Prez to get cruises opened up. So I want to make sure in 21 days I'm cruise ready. So we'll be doing that.
21 plus 2 weeks.
21.
It takes 2 weeks.
Right.
Roughly from the CDC
so
to achieve immunity.
We're looking at, my math's not so good, 21, 14, 35. 35 days and I could be on a cruise.
There you go.
So we're doing that. And then after that, we went and we picked up the First In FJ.
Yeah.
I don't know, you guys that were Walk and Talk fans, you might have noticed that FJ has been missing for a while. We had some window seal issues. Go figure, when you Linex the interior door jams of a vehicle, the seals don't like it. So
for anybody who doesn't know, Linex is the bed liner, like the truck bed liner. So it's rough, it's got a texture. And when he did the door jams, they didn't seal. So every time it rained, which is a lot, it's Florida, it leaked and left puddles on the inside of the car, which is fantastic.
So we've been getting that fixed. So that's fixed. We got the First In FJ. And then we drove from the Raptor liner spot to the Cairo so I could get my butt kicked in the hopes of helping this shoulder out.
I told Jonathan that my favorite Cairo is, he's a big dude. He's relatively strong and he can handle big guys, and he got his butt whooped.
Man, did he do a number on me, but I feel adjusted. My shoulder, while not being 100%, I even noticed while I was driving, it's better than it's been in a while. I got a lot of work to do. Kids, powerlifting is not good for your back, apparently. On top of 3 pec tears and a bunch of hamstring injuries and all kinds of stuff like that, I have arthritis in my neck from a bunch of weight being on it, and I apparently have scoliosed my spine to the point when Ann saw the x-rays, it was absolutely hideous.
We should post one in the family. Maybe we will. I'll have, if I can get them.
So I've known for a long time, basically ever since I started taking progress photos, that I don't stand straight. Straight for me literally is like, it's actually this way. It's like that's, hey, I'm standing straight. Like, that's really what my scaps look like in the back.
You can see it in the x-ray.
And
his shoulders.
And my spine is so curved. So because it's so far curved to the right, all those, that musculature is just constant tension holding this shoulder to try to pick it up. And that is why when I'm framing, it just does a number on that shoulder. So I've got a lot of work to do to try to de-scoliose myself.
Yeah, before anybody freaks out, this is scoliosis brought on by powerlifting, by tight musculature, and by not getting adjusted and set back where he should be. So that, the arthritis is minimal and normal for somebody who lifts a lot of weight. So he's not, like, suffering from anything terrible.
Right. If the vaccine doesn't kill me, I'm not dying just yet.
You're good to go.
We won't know, right? We don't know. So yeah, if the vaccine doesn't get me, the scoliosis won't, right? So we did that, and now we're here. So you talk about a First In Friday, putting yourself first, taking care of yourself. get in a car, whatever. We're doing it. We're first in with the rest of you guys. Danielle, a head count. You don't need to know that. You just show up. You pack your bags and you show up. The head count is rising.
Lots.
That's all you need to know. It is going to be amazing. Every coach is confirmed.
We got the official confirmation.
Official confirmation. Yep. They're all like flying in at the same time. It's kind of weird. It's going to be a big party. So all the coaches are confirmed. Every last member of the team will be at this reunion, which means every last member of the fam that can get there should be at the reunion. And that's all the beans we're going to spill. That's all we're spilling, Danielle. You're just going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait. I'm pumped up.
He is pumped up. I don't know.
Oh, that is awesome. You got to see Gnarls Barkley live. I got to imagine that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to watch the Voice, right? That's the Voice?
Yeah.
We used to watch the Voice. That's why you always, you get me that, my old man? but we used to always watch it. And I used to love when CeeLo was on it, man. That guy's awesome. Yep, catching back up. We got them shots. You're a day ahead of us. You're a day ahead of us. I saw you in the car.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nell.
That's congrats. Yeah, it's Florida. They are readily available in Florida right now because, I mean, we're technically labeled as one of the hot spots still. Thank you, South Florida.
We we wanted to make sure that when we scheduled it, Ann is in charge of these things. So she knew when they opened them up, like, hey, okay, we're open. We can try to get on the list. Because, technically I am still considered a first responder because I am a volunteer fireman now. I pretend. So I could have gotten it before, but we leave the things for the people that need it.
He would actually have had to schedule that on his own.
And I can't do that. So we leave it for the frontline personnel. We leave it for the people that are at risk. We're not going to try to just get a vaccine on the black market. We're not going to be those people. So it opened up.
Can you even do that?
Oh, I'm sure you can do it.
I don't want to know. I'm
sure you can do it. If you can brew steroids in a bathtub, you can get a Moderna on the black market. In fact, there was actually a paramedic that got busted from the hospital stealing it.
Well, he was stealing the vaccine, not the black market vaccine.
To sell on the black market. He wasn't hoarding it.
God.
This one.
Sorry, Jonathan is really worked up and I'm not
ruining my stories. So we waited. We did the whole thing.
Yep.
And we thought, hey, let's call and get on the list. We thought it would be like a 2-week period or whatever. The second she signed up, like, both our phones started ding, ding, and we started, can you come tomorrow? Yeah. Can you come today? It's like, relax. We waited till Friday in case we get our butts kicked. It won't be as much of an impact for our check-ins or whatever. Okay. So, I don't know who this is.
Oh, please tell me who you are because that's amazing.
I don't know who this is, but this is a great question. Question, if you turn into the zombie, can you leave me your unicorn tights in trust? It'd be very hard for me to do it since I don't see who you are in your bubble. You didn't tell me your name, but that's a good question.
If you put your name down, they're yours. Because the only thing I want in trust is pork chop. Outside of that, y'all can have whatever.
Oh, and by the way, if I do die, give Ann some time to figure out all the stuff. Because the passwords and the CRM and everything to run this show, how to turn the lights on around here, it's going to take her a minute to figure out. So you guys understand. While she's grieving me, it probably won't take too long, but it will take her much longer to learn how to run this show. So y'all give her some slack if I'm no longer around.
I would say if you're standing and alive now, we're probably okay. I mean, they make so anybody who hasn't gotten them, they make you sit, they watch you, right? Which is smart because this is a new type of vaccine. So they make you sit for 30 minutes after getting it, and we sat in the car and you wait just in case. But I think if you're fine now, you're solid.
I actually heard that if you don't post that you got vaccinated on social media, it's not as effective.
We will not be posting.
So I think I need to post later to make sure that it takes. I don't know. I've just heard that. Val, what's going on? Margie, I'm really behind. So I don't know what you're yikesing. Maybe my scoliosis. I don't know. Maybe my death. I'm not sure either. So you're good. Just let me know. I'm sorry. I'm very pumped up. I think Danielle's mad because I'm not spilling beans. That's okay. You can be mad at me later. Nell, love hearing this. You've had Pfizer since December. Good. I like to hear it. I heard the second one's a beast, but I also heard Moderna was worse, so we'll see.
Who knows?
Nancy's excited. I am in. Does that mean what I think you're in for?
Oh, did you do it?
Does that mean reunion? Are you coming to the reunion, Nancy? Please say yes. Please say yes.
Oh, this is going to be a whole house full of fun.
Oh, man. Dude, I am excited to see Coach Kim again.
Yes.
Because for you guys that don't know, Coach Kim has been a member of the First 10 family since, I believe, like day 6 or day 7 of us being in existence. I think it was like me, you, Amy, and like Abby Harding, and Coach Steve and Adam, of course. So we've only seen Coach Kim in person the one time that she flew in to train from Hawaii. So we're very excited to see her again. And you know Kim from a totally different context. Yeah. So yeah.
George is doing mass vax clinics in the high school auditorium now. Okay, hey, whatever it takes to get it done. They're using our fairgrounds.
Right, we had a drive-through at the fairgrounds. Yeah. It was a drive-through stabbing. It was good.
It was quick too. Yep. The nurse that was doing it just kind of jams it in and leaves. I'm
like,
okay.
It's almost like there was like a piston injector on that thing. It was like, you know, faster than any IM I've ever delivered. So it was good. Margie gets her second one next week. Man, nice. You're going to be cruise ready even before we are. I'm excited for you. When the thing to do is get a vaccine, it makes me question life. Well, you know what? We all have been waiting to be able to do this so we can have a life. So I think it is a party. So, you know, I'm here. And, you know, whether you get it or not, I'm not here for that. I don't care, man. You do you. These are all personal decisions. But whether you get it or not, a friend of mine who is very vocally not buying into it, not that excited about it, but what he said was simply this. Past a certain date, past the time that everyone that wants the vaccine can get the vaccine, when it's free for all like it is now, when you just dial up, you don't have to have you don't have to be a frontline personnel, you don't have to be at risk, you know, when the entire country has been able to make this informed decision as to whether or not they're going to do it, my man said he's done caring about anything else. He said, because you're vaccinated, you're protected to the best of your ability, don't worry about me. And I think it is almost something to celebrate, whether you are on the side of, wow, this is an amazing triumph for science, whether you are on the side of, wow, you know, I can get back to normalcy again because I have my Bill Gates, you know, chip in my arm, number of the beast, or whether you are on the side of, you know, it's all a bunch of malarkey, but at least now I can go sit down at a restaurant and not get looked at for not wearing a mask. Maybe it is something to celebrate. So, just something there. Murphy.
What is this? Is this for the reunion? And are you going to make me work out if we go? I'm already nervous to eat in front of you. Please don't make me work out in front of you, too. So, listen. I don't know when this whole I'm afraid to eat in front of you thing started. Because I had heard this more than once. At the last, you know, couple reunions, I was like, what is this? I don't understand this. I'm afraid to eat in front of you. Listen. Girl, you've been with me long enough, and you're basically eating in front of me every time you turn a tracker in.
Like, that's true. That's
you're
true.
Telling me everything you're doing, so not a surprise. And when you meet us, you're going to be like, you guys are so stupid normal. Like, we're not, I don't know, we're not chicken hawking what people eat, because I don't care. If you want to eat Tic Tacs and tuna all day, I don't care. Just hit your numbers.
Plus, Murphy.
Always got the beaten stick out.
You guys are going to be eating in front of us before the reunion. When we see you guys at the Big D.
Maybe. If we're going to do Disney. That's Disney.
I didn't say we're... God. Y'all are childish. Childish.
That's firefighters.
So
military and police and everybody.
But we don't make you guys do anything anyway. We don't make you work out.
You asked us. So Amy, Coach Amy, who was not Coach Amy at the time, I don't believe. We went and worked out at one of the last reunions, and it was just fine.
We didn't work out at the last reunion because there's a virus and they closed the community rec center. But hopefully, that won't be a thing this time.
She looked it up. Brandon Mothershed.
All right. Brandon Mothershed, one, click the link. Two, if I'm gone, the unicorn pants are yours, my friend. You got this.
Yeah.
Ian. Well, Ian. Well, it's okay. Honestly, we haven't really started, so you're not that late. It's all good. But we just told that we got a vaccine, got the FJ back, and I went to the Cairo, and I have scoliosis. So that's it. You're caught up.
Margie, live life on the edge.
You're a rebel.
Honestly, the drive-thru that we were at, there was nobody watching. Like, the fire rescue was there, and they said, go park over here for 30 minutes. If something happens, beep on your horn, and we'll come to you, no problem. But there was nobody, like, policing the gate. No. Nobody was time stamping. So you could just drive out if you really wanted to.
We could have left, but this one pulled her laptop out and hotspotted her cell phone and started working.
They said 30 minutes. Yeah. I got 30 minutes. Besides, this vaccine is new. It's the process of creating it is a new one. I'm not going to go driving off with a brand new type of vaccine in me before we know.
Like, I said, YOLO. I said, it's been out long enough. Let's go. Let's get home. And old Worrywart over here said, let's sit. And I said, science! Because scientists have never been wrong before.
Never. It's not like that's how they learn.
Oh, look at this.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's the best.
I'm so mad about the last one.
That is the best. Oh, man, Nancy, I am so stoked. Yeah, it was quite a day. It was quite a day.
Yeah.
Nancy, this is not an issue. You let us know when you're flying in.
And so, heads up, Nancy. I don't know when you're able to get in, but if you're going to book flights, we have quite a few people coming in Thursday around 4 p.m., 1600 to 1630. So, if you can get in, it's a military time just in case, right? If you can get in that day, you can. If not, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Let us know when you're coming in. We'll make sure somebody's there to swing by, get you, pick you up, coordinate a flight, do something, whatever. That's awesome.
Val's pumping up Murphy to be there.
That's what I'm talking about.
All my girls, come on.
Fam, we need to see the fam. What we really want you guys to do is make this so hard on us to find a house that we hate it, but we love it because of it. That's what we want. So bring it. Bring it on. Bunk beds for everyone. Triple stack. It's going to be like Bobby on the ship, hot racking. We're going to sleep in shifts. It's going to be fantastic. I'm just going to take nothing. I'm going to eat a brick of Bustelo so I can just be up the entire time. It's going to be fantastic.
We're going to make that the boys' side. The girls are not hot racking. Yeah.
Sexist. Coach Kim was one of the first people I met when I stationed in Hawaii in 2017. Aww. So that'll be a hell of a reunion, man. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
There we go.
Nell lived next door to her in Alaska. Kim said Alaska was one of her favorite places.
That is awesome. Alaska to Hawaii. I mean, talk about running
Germany,
the gamut.
There was a Germany in there too. So yeah,
that's wild, man. That's awesome. So yeah, so I mean, everybody has way more time with Coach Kim than we do. I feel bad about that.
Murphy. Although, what if I'm doing it all wrong? Listen, if you're doing it all wrong and still getting the results you're getting, I don't care. Keep doing it wrong because it's working.
So that's the thing, man. The thing about the process is, you know, we don't need to overcomplicate it so much. We need to do, we need to find what works for us. We need to do more of that until it stops working. Because even not doing it, you know, right, even doing it wrong can be the right thing compared to how wrong it may have been before. So, Murphy, I gotta say, your actions speak louder than the words do. They say that you're doing it right, even if it is wrong.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm just gonna leave this up here without context. I wish I could flip back and forth between these.
And Murphy added the same.
Man, you guys are all about the big D.
Murphy,
I'm glad that you guys are Disney people too.
Murphy, you have to come to reunion now because you and Nancy apparently are twinsies.
Big D's and O's. Ian said, my wife and I both had ours beginning of the year. Her Pfizer, me Moderna, both had COVID previously. The docs told me to expect a stronger reaction as a result.
Well, that's funny. That makes sense. Kicks up your already existing antibodies. That's interesting.
Man.
Oh,
that is awesome.
We love some Disney.
So if you don't hate us by December, it can happen. Let us know because we try to get to Disney as often as we can.
And Coach Amy has been known to make the random trip down. So maybe we can hornswoggle her into getting down here.
And as often as we can, we like to make it out to Disney to meet with people. Now, we understand sometimes you come to Disney for reasons not just meeting a couple nerds from the internet. But if you want to meet a couple nerds, we're always cool to come hang out, grab some lunch, hit a ride or two. We won't cramp your style. We won't crash on your floor. We're pretty civilized. But yeah, so let us know. Ian said he worked out at the reunion.
You did?
He did work out. Yeah, he did an F4D workout on the patio like the night he flew in.
He like something. Ninja slid onto the porch and got it done. Didn't tell anybody.
Coach Amy said there's always yoga.
Oh, Amy has some good yoga. Can we please meet you and Steve Vogel again, Coach Steve? That was fantastic.
It'd be one hell of a yoga. I don't think there's enough yoga mats like in the state of Florida to put
Jonathan,
this class together.
If you want to see the most sweating you've ever seen in your life.
All yoga is hot yoga for this guy. what about goat yoga?
How do we get the goats to the house, though?
Way to rain on my parade.
I'll buy you stuffed animal goats. You can pretend.
Stephanie went to a drive-thru in Fort Bragg for the vaccine. Oh. Went the entire process start to finish without wearing a mask. They told us masks are on. Like, masks, wear your mask at all time. So Anne's like, when I get past this tent, I'm going to take my mask off so I can eat. And I'm like, you better leave that mask on.
I only got
half They said it all times.
No, I only got half my breakfast in. I'm not going to be hungry and having to get a vaccine. No.
So, Nell, we understand. This makes sense that you don't know what the reunion is because you just signed up. And we didn't talk about the reunion this week because we're talking about F4D recruitment this week. And last week we talked about the field trip. But the week before that, we talked about the reunion. So, Basically, once a year, twice a year, we try to get together and we have a family reunion where we get members of the family together. We get a Airbnb, a VRBO, a Taj Mahal this year, whatever we can find, a airplane hangar, and we get together for a weekend. We hang out together, we eat together, we chill together, we play Cards Against Humanity together, we work out together, we just get together. It's like summer camp with food scales.
Yeah, that's a good heads up for anybody coming. This is probably not rated PG. Just gonna let you know, we played Cards Against Humanity last time, and I almost couldn't bring myself to say some of the words.
It got filthy. It got filthy. So, considering we're a family comprised primarily of either civil service, Leo, firefighters, military veterans, spouses, friends, and families, we assume that when someone storms in the live and says they're fucking late, that's not going to offend you. If that does, I get it. I'm not here to judge you. You will not want to be around at the reunion.
Probably not.
And that's just a heads up. Because a bunch of firefighters do what firefighters do, and that's say F every other third word.
It's a whole lot of fun, but it gets a little rowdy.
So, I remember this, and not to dismiss it, Nell, if you have any questions, ask us, ask him. We'll talk about it. We could talk about it more a little bit later in the call. We're very, very, very excited about it. It's just an awesome time. We get together. We get food. People that can't come that are local to the state of Florida, we have a meetup. Where we go get together. Our poke spot has closed.
Yeah, guys, they closed Lemon Shark Poke. I was so mad. So now we have to find.
So we're gonna find another
like
one.
Yeah,
find something else. But we get together with everybody. We just have a blast. Although we're gonna have to charter a Greyhound, I think, to get everybody this time to the reunion. But we'll figure it out. That's what logistics nightmares. We got this. We'll take care of it. So I remember talking about this before, Ian. You said they made you wait 2 hours after your first shot because the flu shot almost kills him. And he previously paralyzed him and shut down his respiratory system. I did tell Anne that I was going to smack the tube out of the hands of Indian River's finest and take it myself. And I don't know if she was more excited about that or not because I was not the airway master.
This is partially why we were super careful about going back to jiu-jitsu when COVID started and why we waited, to try not press for the vaccine. Could I have probably gotten a doctor's note? Yeah, so I've been an asthmatic my whole life. I was born with it. It's not exercise-induced or adult asthma. I was just born with it, inherited. So I carry a rescue inhaler everywhere I go, just in case, because sometimes I need it when I get sick especially. So I had been super careful about everything just to make sure, because if I get taken out and then get asthma on top of it and then have pulmonary issues, yeah, that's a big problem. So I'll wait. You want me to wait 2 hours? I'll wait 2 hours. Whatever you say to make sure that I'm going to be okay. And I'm still standing. I'm good.
Just so you guys are aware, if Anne gets taken out, nothing changes. I know how to do everything.
He's just going to eat Taco Bell every day.
The food will change. that's for sure. But I can log into the bank accounts and stuff. So we're set. Nancy, this stokes me out so hard, man. You have no idea. Like so pumped.
I'm so excited. If you shoot for 4-ish, 4:30, maybe even 5, they'll wait for you. There's a whole group of people coming in.
We're going to need a bigger dinghy. I know that much.
One much bigger dinghy. Oh, shut the front door, Ian.
This is awesome. Ian, we will let you know as soon as we know. As soon as we know.
Yeah, for a little bit, till we reserve the house.
We'll let you know as soon as we know, and we're working on it aggressively. Jessica, don't worry. I'm just kidding. We will not mainline you.
Oh, no, we're not. Okay, so listen, I'm not talking. We don't stay up. This is not like, you know.
No, when I said I was going to mainline Bustelo, in case there wasn't enough places to sleep.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us being rowdy. I was like,
no,
we're not. Oh, no, we sleep.
You're good.
We're rowdy till about like 10 p.m.
Looks like we'll probably be able to say, hey, the quiet people can go to the West Wing and everybody else will be over here in the grand villa. You know, so we'll see what we end up getting for this reunion. Either that or, like, I don't know, man. We're going to... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll
it's going to be fun. We got
next
this.
Next year, First Aid Cruise is going to be...
The First Aid Cruise is going to be lit. That's what I'm talking about.
Old man over here.
Is that what the kids say?
When did the kids stop saying lit?
Hella lit, y'all. Bro.
Margie, I had fun with the nerds. Oh.
Yeah, Jessica, we won't...
But you do Busch Gardens, and I enjoy that. I like roller coasters.
Had fun with the nerds at Disney, guys. Yeah. Not just like the nerds, not like the THC rope nerds or anything. She had fun with us.
Yeah.
Because we met Margie at Disney.
That was a good day.
It was a good day. Didn't even have to use an AK.
Jessica's down for yoga.
And it's amazing. Nobody said, let's do powerlifting. All you yogis want to do the yoga. Makes sense, right? Nobody wants to do the BJJ. We gotcha.
We did lift. The girls did lift. They did weightlifting last time.
Coach Amy, once again, fam, if Kirsten, Amy's the sweetest person we got, and she says no goat yoga because there's way too much shitting happening. That makes sense. That's changed my whole perspective. They don't show that in the videos, not in the little memes, little meme scrollers.
I would think puppies would be the same situation.
I think puppies would be the same.
Big poop situation.
Oh, you're in for it. She hides it pretty good.
So,
but
when I get angry, two things. I say y'all or get a little bit of a southern twinge. And two, I curse when I get angry. Now, other than that, I'm pretty much like the person who blushes and doesn't want to read the cards. Because, guys, these cards are dirty. Like, they're some of the worst things I could probably think of to write on a card. And, I was definitely... People were holding their breath and waiting and throwing cards to make me read them because they were so bad.
Murphy, bring it. The Cards Against Humanity, absurd box, fine. Bring it, man.
We have the bigger, blacker one here we'll bring.
Yeah, y'all get to see me in the wild at the reunion, says Coach Amy, and fuck is my favorite word. And if I truly love you, I will bust your balls all weekend. Right, semi-pro John Latstatter, and that is a fact. 100% fact. Yeah, I'm going to have to learn how to get on the phone, Bobby. I'm going to have to learn how to fend for myself like that, because there are certain things I don't do, like talk to humans.
Like every appointment in his life ever.
Deal with customer service, because you don't want me dealing with you, and all these other things. I don't know who this is asking when we're coming to Lakeland, but April 17th.
Next weekend.
April 17th, next weekend, next Saturday, noon o'clock, noonish, noontime, at the Joinery. Let me know who you are, because you should have gotten an email that has this information. And if you didn't get it, let me know. I may not have you as a Central Florida checked off in our CRM, and I'd like to fix that. Get in the dinghy.
Nancy,
yes.
Girl, we need about like 1,000 dinghies right now for the people coming.
Now that you're up in the dinghy, it's a party, and I am so pumped. What, Karen? Anne's a saint? What am I? Huh? Man, guess who's not going to like their check-in next week? Hint, Karen.
I'll spit in his food. It's fine. I got you. No worries.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
And here we are.
Don't threaten me with a good time now. Nell, that's a great question. When is the reunion?
June 24th, 25th, 26th. We will be there Thursday night, as a matter of fact, in the house about 4 p.m. So that Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have to be out by 10, 11 a.m. on Sunday usually. So, yeah, that's when it is. It's in the Orlando area.
Orlando area is the airport to fly into.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's when it is. I was going to say June-ish, and your girl's got the dates right here, so we're good.
There you go. Last weekend in June. Oh, this has to.
This has to be John. This has to be semi-pro himself. John, is your game the 17th? I saw the poster, but I didn't see the date on it.
If it's Saturday night,
yes, we'll lock it in stone. We'll be there. So just let me know if it's the 17th. We'll be there. We'll make it a first in thing. Anybody that's Lakeland or come with this man, we'll see if we can bring the big man Lester Packard out.
Yeah.
I'm sure old Clayton, old Monster Baby, might want to watch a little ball. So we can do it, man. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Jessica, I'm not allowed to be seen in public sleepy or hungry. That's awesome.
That's fair.
Look at this.
Ooh.
The reunion gets better and better by the minute. That's awesome. You might be able to make it. Hey, we'll take a mic all day. Yeah. That's awesome. Kids are going to be at their grandparents in Tampa. You're right down the road.
Have some adult time.
You don't have to tell them that, though. You can just be, oh, yeah, y'all have fun. And then there you go. I got things to do. Ian's trying to make fun of me because I'm not cool anymore.
Oh.
It's going to be the bomb and off the chain, too. All right, man. That's fine.
We got more demands. John, is this you? We need a name.
It has to be John. It has to be. Told us down there.
It started with, are you coming to my game and come to my game.
Gotcha. If it's the 17th, then yeah, we're on it.
We'll be there.
Yep. I make that one as often as I can. I'm glad you're old like me and you got it.
So Jonathan will quote rappers and then he'll look at me and go, who was that? And I always guess the same like three rappers because
Tupac.
I don't know.
Tupac's always a go-to.
Tupac,
strong,
DMX
strong one.
Sometimes,
strong
yeah.
one. Ooh.
Rest in peace.
Rest yep. in peace.
Anyway.
BJJ just forced yoga. I like to think of BJJ as the art of folding laundry while someone's still wearing it.
That's exactly what it is.
So that's my favorite way to look at it. But yes, they'll force you in some yoga positions too. Anna says, I also react to the flu shot and other shots. I got to move your comment. I have to get an exemption because my work requires a flu shot. Also, one of the reasons I've not gotten the COVID vaccine, I don't want to drop dead. That is a good reason not to get it.
Yeah.
Consider I've worked in a hospital amidst COVID for over a year. I'd rather take my chances that way. And I won't argue with you there. This was for me, so I can go on a cruise.
This was because of the potential travel restrictions that are going to come out that you have to be vaccinated. And we like to travel, so.
That's it. I haven't been on a cruise.
It's been too long. A year and a half, 2 years. It's been
18 or 19. I forget. They all blend together when you get old. But the last one we went on, it'll be just like the next one we go on. We spend about 6 to 9 hours a day working.
Maybe not that much, but
you think,
six,
you think
I'll
we're,
give
you. Think
you
we're gonna work less?
Nine is a little.
Apparently, you don't know what Monday is because I'm still going to have a Monday on the boat.
Oh,
thank
there's
you.
No Monday on the boat.
There's a Monday on the boat. Ooh, the walk and talk might be hard. I don't know if the internet's going to be that great. We'll see. It might just be sound like... might sound like that. But yeah, so that's why we did it.
Yeah.
You know, not... I don't want anybody to drop dead. We can look at statistics and figures and we can say X, Y, or Z. I want to go on a cruise. And, you know, just add to the list of every other vaccine I've got. You know, thankfully I wasn't in the military, but the laundry list of vaccines they have. And that's why I say thankfully, because y'all get vaccinated for everything. Oh, my anthrax scar. Look at this, you know, smallpox.
Some of those
oh,
are nasty.
Don't want you. So, yeah.
Smallpox is nasty.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm with you right there, man. There's no doubt about it. There's a risk. Like I said, bear with her if I drop dead. Happy Friday, Angela. I don't even want to.
We're not going to put
yeah.
that on the screen.
Ian is right. There's a lot of stuff.
Inappropriate. Yeah, jokes.
And terrible HR inappropriate death jokes. That is correct.
Oh, Jessica, save it, John. Yeah, we figured that out when he said, are you coming
That's
to my
it,
game?
The 17th. Man, you guys are killing me.
Doe shizzle? That's supposed to be faux shizzle?
Whatever it is. Karen's laughing.
It's just everybody's laughing.
Laugh now, Karen. Laugh now. All right, you have fun with the kids. That got shut down at a federal level. That was just internet buffoonery, or someone thought they'd get their name kind of pumped up on that. But guys, not to get in this debate, but I was talking to Ann about this today. When I wanted to get into fire school, they asked me for my vaccine passport. It's called my shot record.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's still the same crappy piece of paper that my shot record was on from, like, you know, when I was a baby.
I've
like
still
I had
mine.
To get a copy of it. Yeah,
yeah.
So
they're like
so,
all ratty, falling apart, MMR stuff. Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, you know, when you want to do certain things, you have to do certain things. When I wanted to get on a fire truck, they said, we need to see that you're not going to give rubella to anybody.
Yeah.
No problem. Here's my MMR.
And we got titer and boosted, you
yeah,
know, every year.
Stuck
so, yeah.
with everything. So, oh, you don't have this one, you got that one. You got, oh, you need your hepatitis vaccine. Yes, give me a hepatitis vaccine.
On top of a host of treatments when we ended up contacting
On
diseases.
The downside, oh, yeah, let's not talk about when you get exposed to HIV, get a needle stick.
Oh,
all
yeah,
the, all
hepatitis
the,
and
yeah.
TB and, oh, yeah, meningitis. That was fun.
The downside of getting a hepatitis vaccine, guys, is, you know, one, the one that kills you, C, they don't vaccinate for. B, not good. You don't really want it. But when you get a vaccine for hepatitis, you no longer can get hepatitis A, which sounds great, except you realize now you never know when your restaurant's got fecal matter in the mixed nuts or the bowl of chips, so you never know not to go back there again, because that's how you get hepatitis A, is eating poo. So there's good and bad.
That's how we remember it in the fire service, just so you know what like class of people you're dealing with. It's A for ass.
There you go. There you go. So you never know when you're in a bad spot eating the wrong thing because you can't get hepatitis A anymore. Yeah. Yep. So I bet that vaccine sucked, John. The bubonic plague vaccine. Only enforceable in Florida.
Okay, so that was Catherine that was asking that. Okay.
Over-inoculated for the win. Army strong. That's
girl, you're never getting anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You and the cockroaches are going to be living forever in Keith Richards.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, cruise ships are registered internationally, and the cruise industry will do whatever it takes to stop bleeding billions. And if that means requiring vaccinations, no problem. I figure most people that want to go on a cruise probably want to be vaccinated.
I'd like to be.
So, you know, whatever, man. But we'll see. Like I said, hey, if I can get on a boat, I'm for it. Whatever you want me to take, 12 of them, just put them in me. I don't care, man. I kind of look at it this way, and this is just my personal belief system. If the singularity's coming, if robots are taking over, if it's a government conspiracy to divide us in half, I'm just going to go with the people smart enough to pull it off. I mean, go ahead, put the chip in me. You guys are smart. I'll take my chances. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
But DeSantis is going straight lawsuit style to get to open up cruise lines, so I'm kind of excited about that.
The military is the same. Huge yellow accordion of shots. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, man, that's it. And that's what's awesome about it not being a forced Gestapo lineup. You know, so I'm all for it, man. Like I said, I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. Don't yuck mine. We got a real quick way to handle that. But yeah, man, I'll color you whatever you want.
Whatever works for you, makes you happy. Some people, Anna said that she has concerns over physical reactions, and yeah, we don't want you to die from that.
Nope, no big deal.
That's totally legitimate.
You know, I scoliosed my spine from picking up shit and putting it down. That's a dumb idea. I wish I would have listened to someone smarter than me about that, but if you'd have told me at the time, I would have said, no, unless you lock yourself in a bubble, you're exposing yourself to something. I'm exposing myself to a vaccine, you're exposing yourself to a highly survivable disease, whatever. It's all exposure. We all have to find our personal risk. Clearly, I'm not that fearmonger. I go and murder cuddle and pajama wrestle and breathe hot, stanky breath and butthole from people all the time that go and travel all over the place. I'm not sitting here living in fear. It's why I got a shot so I can go on a cruise. You know?
That was the whole reason.
Fucking YOLO! You know what I'm saying? There I am, right there with you. We just pick a YOLO on a different side.
Oh man.
My God.
I don't even know how it... Guys, I don't know that they make a house big enough.
We're going to find it. Do it. Do it.
I'll find something.
I'm all about it. What we're going to do is we're going to like put the coaches. We're going to like rent like a tiny home and drop it right in front of the house. And it's going to be like a village.
We're going to have to rent an entire tiny home community.
Whatever we're going to do, we're going to do it. And it's going to be fucking awesome. Dude, Murphy, that's amazing.
Nell said, my husband said the same thing about vaccines. They've been vaccinated and still have had to be quarantined a month due to country restrictions. And now he's hanging out in Germany. Oh, and Germany on deployment till November. Dang. Yeah, I mean, it's get it or don't. Restrictions are still going to dictate some of what you can and can't do.
Brandon, I don't know what the deal breaker is, but give him a private before and after photo shoot. Paint me like one of your French girls.
What?
Brandon, you scare me. I love you to death, but you scare me, man.
Are you sleep deprived?
Man. Let's do it, bud. Let's do it. Well, I don't know if you've seen me paint. I have started doing crossword puzzles with my left hand. Taking after the boss over here.
So that started because I eat with my right hand. I'm right-handed, so I eat with my right hand, and I've been trying to put my phone down. So I was like, what can I do in the meantime? I have, like, all these puzzle books. So my puzzle book's on my left, and I pick up a pen with my left, and I'm learning to fill in numbers and letters with my left hand. I figure, you know, if I break my right arm or something, it's probably helpful.
Jessica, I want you to Google reverse triangle right now.
Oh.
And see what that looks like. Because there are positions in BJJ that...
Somebody's not, sitting on your face.
Not only are they incredibly painful, but they're humiliating and demoralizing, but you can't escape them. And if you're afraid of buttholes, BJJ is probably not your thing.
To be fair, you're like three layers of clothing deep between you and a person's skin. However, it's always better to be the one doing the position than being stuck in the bottom.
It's kind of like they always talk about, you know, that barrier. If a fart can escape it, really, you know.
How safe are you?
Right. So, I mean, listen, dude. If buttholes are your thing, you're gonna get up close eventually in BJJ. You pass someone's guard. You do whatever. You get caught in a reverse triangle. It happens.
Murphy, we will stay in a hotel if we have to, but this is happening. Listen, we're shoving you up in this house. Don't even. You can't run. Go hide in a hotel. We got
I'm
you.
So pumped. I'm so pumped about
shove
that.
Shove everybody in the house.
Ian says, all current and former Army sleep outside on the ground. Any former Air Force must have soft beds, air conditioning, and contracted massage therapists at the reunion.
We are not going to get into the military.
We know who the Air Force veteran is, Ian. We know that. But isn't it only pilots that are treated that way? I don't know.
Nancy, that's what she said. You know, we all have a little piece of 5-year-old in us.
Nell, BJJ, you gotta get into it, man. That's the best. Like, man, like I would say like an overwhelming majority of the coaching team and a lot of the fam are super, super into BJJ. I've been doing it basically my whole adult life. I took a decade off, got back into it. That's when I got Ann into it. And we love it. It's not all buttholes. Don't believe the hype.
Nell, I will tell you, here's my quick women's spiel, because it's a little different take for women. So, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for women, it's a little bit scary. You're going to be put in positions that are uncomfortable. There's going to be people trying to choke you, or sit on you and hold you down, or flip you over their shoulder, or whatever it happens to be. Break your arm,
break your joints, break
your
knees.
However, if you find a school that makes you comfortable with instructors and other people there that are helpful and want to help you learn, it's the best thing you'll ever do. I am not a small person. I'm 5'9", about 160 currently. I'm not little. I'm not anyone's first target. I don't think anybody's going to look at me and go, oh, I'm going to go after that helpless little girl. However, I feel way more capable now of protecting myself in an effective way. Because before, I would have kicked and screamed and just thrown my arms around like a girl. Now, I'll break something. I'll grab something and I'm damn sure I can break a limb on you or choke you out and run away before you have a chance to hurt me. So it has been the very, very best thing that I've ever done for me personally to feel confident as a female being by myself or in a situation where I could be approached by somebody.
Yes, because note to self, never try BJJ. You just got to go with an open mind and you gotta train with people that won't put the butthole exposure at the highest level at the start. You ease into that. You know what I mean? It's like other scenarios. You've got to work up to that. You've got to get comfortable before you get put in those positions. Same thing with BJJ.
Sometimes you get to be the person that's sitting on somebody. So, you know, it's not so bad for you.
Bobby says, she's in the Navy. She'll sleep in the tub. Yeah, we're gonna get them stacked up racks. This is hilarious. I think it's probably John. Got COVID in March, never fully recovered, can't smell farts, BJJ, here I come. You have an advantage, but you also won't know, it's kind of like hepatitis again, you also won't know who the stinky guy is. God. You won't know whose ghee smells terrible or reeks of weed or anything like that, so you won't know who to avoid as quickly, but I'm all for it, man. Oh, wow, all air crew is treated, right? Is treated that way. There you go. Oh, Ian. Ian just said, it's not all buttholes. Burst out into laughter. Says, the look on my wife's face hearing this off on the distance is priceless.
I'm sorry, Amy.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Oh, yeah. Karen's right. She's talking about BJJ with the Yas Queen. And she said, rolling with Hanado is humbling. Yeah, humbling is another word. If you guys don't know, Karen's local. She's from Vero way before we were. And so she knows our professor from training, and now her boy trains there. And Hanado is our professor, our master, and he's been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for 46 years. He's 52 years old. He's about
5 foot nothing.
Yeah, probably about this tall.
155 pounds.
If even
give or take.
Sometimes he drops all the way down to 123 to compete. Yeah. And I've never got my ass kicked that quick, that savagely, period. And I've been doing this for a long time. And the pressure this guy generates, we got 250, 260 pound guys, and the pressure he generates because of the mastery he has over the art in his body is absolutely insane. And that is what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is the physical personification of a growth mindset. You have to be willing to show up and get your ass handed to you every day for years before you are finally the one able to hand some ass whoopings out. And once you get your black belt, that's basically the equivalent of realizing you don't know anything, because there'll be somebody who's had a black belt for 20 years, twice as long as you've been training to get yours, that whips you like a day one white belt. And that is what is so amazing for it to me, because I say all the time in relation to food, in relation to fitness, in relation to first hand, the journey is the destination. And if you don't find a way to be happy right now, as you're walking this walk, as you're moving forward, you're never going to be happy. Not when you lose 5 pounds, not when you pick up 5 more pounds, not when you get abs, not when you fit in a size 2 sizes smaller, not when that dress looks great, not when the girl at Starbucks, the barista, smiles at you because you're filling out the sleeves in your shirt. You'll never be happy if you wait until then. And that's the thing with BJJ. If you think, I'll be happy when I get a stripe on my brown belt, I'll be happy when I get promoted to blue belt, I'll be happy when I'm a black belt, and you're miserable now, you'll be just as miserable then. You have to find a way to embrace the suck, to show up every day knowing it's going to hurt, knowing you are not going to be the best, knowing things are going to ache and it's not going to make sense, and you still have to put the key in the ignition and go. And every time you do that, you've won. Just like every day you show up here. And that's why I love BJJ, because you can't buy it, you can't fake it, you can't inject it, you can't go pay for it, you have to earn it. And it's like we talk about with progress here. If you guys are familiar with Jocko Willink, Extreme Ownership, EO, I got the new one. I got the newest version of Extreme Ownership. It's EEO, it's one E better, and it's earn every ounce. And that is how progress is made in first in. You earn it. 1 ounce at a time. You earn every single ounce of progress. And that's BJJ. You have to earn it with blood, sweat, tears, and injuries on that mat. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. So that's why I love it so much.
It's
perfect for you.
It would be something absolutely perfect for you. If for nothing else, but you learn to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Because if you can learn how to breathe, when there is somebody on top of you trying to choke you and grab an arm and hold you down, guess what happens when you get put in an uncomfortable situation in the real world if you are physically put in one? Maybe you'll stop and breathe, and instead of just freaking out and doing something useless, you'll go, shit, I can do this. I can breathe. I'm okay. I can get out of this. That's huge, changing that mindset.
You know, and we'll tell you, we'll be honest, you know, Anne doesn't win every match against every male that's bigger and stronger than her that she rolls with. But she's had plenty of grown men come in bigger and stronger than her that she's choked shit out of because they don't know what they're doing. And that is where jiu-jitsu reigns supreme. If you want to see how skill can combat size and strength, just watch Master Hanato kill everybody.
Oh, just
kill
YouTube,
his black belts.
YouTube Hanato Tavares.
You know, kill me.
You'll see it.
You know, kill everybody. You know, It's just an amazing art for anybody. It doesn't mean just because she's a blue belt, doesn't mean there's a white belt that can't physically dominate her, but there is very little chance, you know, that somebody coming off the street that doesn't know anything is going to get the best of her in a jiu-jitsu match.
Yep, and in the very worst case, I'm going to be such a pain in the ass to this person that they're going to let me go because I'm not going to be worth it. I will be such a pain in the ass if you try to come at me, you're going to have to just let me go.
So this was Kat that was talking about the farts in BJJ.
Oh.
Because she's managing a gym, the lack of smell has been advantageous. Kat, you would be awesome at jiu-jitsu. So you should definitely try it. You should come train with us. It would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Steve said, sorry, he's late to the party. I was cutting down a tree. Are you on shift or is that a euphemism? As someone else said, Steve Bogle, I've never heard it called that before. Were you seeing a man about a horse or are you actually physically cutting down a tree?
Welcome to first in.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. I appreciate that. I think she's probably talking about my EEO, or at least I'm going to say it was, because I'm proud of that one. Kat, see, Kat's the unknown because Brandon got it. So, Kat said the first time for everything, cut that tree down, bro. Maybe instead of seeing a man about a horse, maybe he was doing something else is what she was saying. So, hey, chop it down, whatever you got to do. Brandon said, I've had my ass handed to me by a 4'11" purple belt. I was 298. She was 100 pounds. Technique is everything. You are correct. Coach Steve, man, there's a badass savage blue belt when he first started training that was kicking his butt all over the place. Although guys, I don't know if you saw Coach Steve, 4 stripes on that blue.
Yeah, buddy.
That means that purple strap's coming, dude. Time to level up, Steve. Can't wait to come headhunt that purple once you get it. It'd be awesome.
Coach Steve was actually cutting down a tree.
There you go, man. Good for you. Murphy says, I adore this dysfunctional, emphasis on fun, and inappropriate family. You are my people. Well, guys, I will tell you that from the onset of starting this live call, my entire plan was to do what Amy just said. Okay, teacher intervention, get to your fit announcement, booze, back on track. My entire plan for this was to go over fully involved training, and specifically the F4D recruitment, in the attempt or the hopes that we could make a new video. So instead of having to send everyone to the beta, that we could send them to this live call. And they would be able to see a little bit more updated current information on what fully involved training is and what F4D is. But this is not the live call I think we're going to send anybody to, because we have droned on for 56 minutes.
About nothing.
About nothing. and that is a highlight. That is, I think, a first in official. We have done the free-for-all first.
Yeah.
Didn't even turn the light on. And that's been awesome. So we'll talk a little bit about fully involved training for anyone that doesn't know, for anyone that's on the fence about it. I'm going to get Ian in here real quick, because he said... jiu-jitsu doesn't fuck around. Judo and offshoot can be brutal too. I received double confound fracture from judo. Those falls are rough.
Yeah.
Both are about using gravity and body mechanics. Yep, they absolutely are. And oddly enough, Brazilian jiu-jitsu came from judo. And judo used to have a lot of niwaza, which is the ground aspect, until it became a little bit more sport-oriented and they had to do a point system from it. And that's where it focused now, primarily if you do sport judo on throws. And, yeah, man, you have to imagine, take the crash pads out, take the mats out, and throw someone on their head on concrete, and fights get ended real fast that way. But, like Master Hinato says all the time, you can't break your toys. So you got to be really careful, and when someone are taking those high-impact falls, they have to know how to fall first. Yeah. And that's what a lot of the beginnings and the basics are.
For jiu-jitsu, like for Nell and anybody else, jiu-jitsu is not all about takedowns and throws. Judo is very aggressive and explosive. Jiu-jitsu, we do a little bit of stand-up and you do some takedown work in the form of self-defense.
Schools vary, and it depends on your competition level.
It does, but that's not all of it. It's a lot of ground.
Right. We start on the ground because it's a little bit safer. You don't have as many broken bones.
Every day.
And being thrown hurts really bad.
Yeah.
So guys, fully involved training F4D. Sound off if you're an F4D member, just so people can see. If they have any questions, maybe they can reach out directly to you. But what fully involved training is it's the sister company to First In Nutrition. Many, many moons ago, well before we actually started fully involved training, we had the desire to put something together. Coach Ann and Coach Adam have been doing one-on-one coaching. Personal training, coaching members for a while, and we thought it would be cool to have something that maybe your goals weren't as specific to need coaching, maybe your budget didn't fit one-on-one coaching, or maybe you're pretty new to things and you want to test the waters. How am I going to handle structured programming before I invest in one-on-one coaching? So we wanted to be able to put something together that kind of encapsulated all that and let everybody kind of know what it was about and just have just an awesome vibe to work fitness into people's lives. Whether you've been off a routine for a while, you're an old competitive lifter, whether you're just in between routines right now, whether you just want some direction, or whether you've never lifted before, whether you had access to a commercial gym, or maybe you had nothing at all, we wanted to provide a program for that. And so life gets in the way. You don't always get to do all the things you want to do, and we kind of shelved it for a while. Well, flash forward, there's a pandemic gyms are closing, no one knows what to do, and all this stuff's going on. We finally said, you know what, man, enough's enough. And to be honest with you, it was actually Adam that said enough's enough, and he straight up just shook my cage one day and sent me a message, and he says he didn't mean it this way, but I'll find it. I'll show you what it was. And it was basically like, he goes, hey, man, what's up with Fit? Are we doing this or what? And I was like, whoa. I was like, well, you know, if you're waiting on me, that means I've dropped the ball, and I don't like to drop balls, not on the team and not on the fam. So I went live and said, next week, it's launching next week, and that's how we did it. And we started with a beta, and it was awesome, and we have basically, I want to say, every single member of both the beta releases are still involved in F4D, and now we've gotten to the point where what started as First in Fit, we've actually decided is no longer First in Fit. And if you've noticed, we've kind of been pretty adamant about calling it Fully Involved Training, and that's by design. One thing we never wanted to do to our First in family is take away from the commitment and the investment you've put in yourself and give it to somebody else who, again, hasn't EEO'd, hasn't earned every ounce of that progress. And on the same side, we have such an amazing community in Fully Involved that are all committed to this goal of truly making sure they're fit for duty while they're using First In to stay fueled for life. We wanted them to be a part of something that was uniquely their own, because not everybody else is hitting those chippers. Not everybody else is putting the work in they're doing. So we just decided a while ago, and it took me a while, no, don't get me wrong, that we were going to move forward and strictly go to Fully Involved Training. So moving forward, that's exactly what it is. First in Fit is no longer First in Fit. It is specifically Fully Involved Training. It is a complete separate entity when it comes to being a part of First In. It is its own thing. It's its own animal completely. This recruitment that we're doing right now is still specifically for you guys, for First In, for members of this family. But starting very soon as hopefully, the following week, once we get you guys in, members of Fully Involved Training will be able to invite their friends into the Fully Involved Training family. So they'll be able to get in at a little bit higher rate than you guys are in the family. We're always going to protect you guys because we know you guys are dedicated and we know you guys know the lay of the land. But also, we want you guys to be able to bring your friends in that maybe they're not ready to be First In. Maybe they're not ready to walk that walk with you. Maybe they're not ready to bring their food scales out or whatever, but maybe they are ready to make some improvements. And a lot of people think that fitness is a way to get into it. And you know what it is, as long as we can get them in the right community and the right vibe. So we're moving forward now and it's completely separate. Fully Involved Training is just that. Fit is fit. There's no longer a First In attached to it. So that's kind of a big change we're doing, and this will be the first recruitment as we move forward that will be specifically 100% fully involved. And so we let the Fit family in on this. Cat was out of the bag for them last week. They did a good job of holding their tongue on it. But yeah, we're really excited about what this move is going to allow us to do. It's going to allow us to actually make videos for the video portal. It's going to allow us to make t-shirts and patches and hats and have all this crazy stuff going on. And it's going to allow us to continue to foster an incredible community that is similar but different because the direction is different. And so it's always going to be a place where members of the First In family can go for fitness and be around like-minded individuals who want to walk the walk and improve. But it's also going to be an avenue to bring in friends and family who may not be ready for this lifestyle change, but are looking for a lifestyle change. And that's what we're really excited about the most, is to give you guys another avenue to bring people into a community to make positive change and be a part of something bigger than themselves. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have different abilities. But we all are trying to better ourselves. And I think that's what's really amazing about Fully Involved in F4D specifically, is seeing people who have competed in powerlifting or strongman before right next to someone who's never touched a weight in their life, finding ways to hit the same workouts and sharing their success and dropping selfies and cheering everybody on. And that's what F4D is. So I'm gonna see if we've got any comments. If you have any questions, let us know. We're here to answer them. Yep. And that'd be it. Stephanie's high-fiving. She's a member. Ian's a member. Murphy's a member. Anna Patterson, proud member of F4D. Happy to share our awesome experiences. Guys, these are people you can reach out to if you have any questions. Coach Kim, F4D, started out being newish to lifting, and this gave me so much more confidence in results. We see that back. We see that back, Coach. Bobby, yeah, I know I checked the sheet. Bobby will be joining F4D. Very excited about that.
We're working on it, Ian. Just got the logo done.
It won't take as long as the beanies.
No.
I promise you that. Bobby, we're excited to have you in there. I think you're really going to like it. I think you're really going to thrive. And I'm actually got my eye on you to be one of the top contributors, man, sharing your success with us. So I'm pretty excited about it. Ian also says, fully involved training is amazing. It's such a good value that I don't feel robbed when I take time off per the doctor. Hey, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
You know, when we started it, the whole thing was, how can we do something good? How can we help good people do good things, which is really what it's all about for us. And, you know, some of the ways we run fit that's a little bit different than the way we run First In is due to the fact that it's $14.99 every 4 weeks. That's why you don't message coaches, right? That's why if Coach Adam told me the other day, he had a question, and I had to be like, what? You know, it's not one-on-one personal training. If you want one-on-one personal training, we could tell you what that is, and that's where you actually buy the coach's time, where you can ask questions and send them the videos and get the form checks, and everything's tailored to you. But at this price point, we just can't afford to pay them enough for their time for that. So that's why we build this community and we have these resources so we can help grow it together. Ask a question in the group and you will get an answer. It's not crickets. I honestly think that group some days has way more posts and way more action and engagement sometimes than First In does, which is hard to believe, especially since it's a much smaller unit. But because it's tighter knit and because that's the coaching thing right there, everybody knows to ask those questions there. And it just continues to kind of snowball into something bigger than itself, which is what I love about it. So, you know, it is structured training. It is not just roll the dice programming. It is designed to make you better. There is linear progression. There is periodization. There are phases. They do switch between hypertrophy and strength and cardiovascular conditioning. There are deloads built in. It is structured training. It is not exercise. However, it's choose your own adventure. If you can't do this and you don't have access to that, great, we'll find a sub for it. Oh, I don't have a barbell, no problem. You got a gallon of water, it's 8.35 pounds, let's pick it up. We'll find ways to do it. If you have absolutely nothing and you're looking for something, my suggestion is always get a ruck. If you get a ruck, now you have something you can push over your head if you take some weight out. You can put something on your back for cardio. You have something you can hold and do squats with. We're always bang for buck. And that's what we answer questions like that in the training group to help you guys out with whatever limited equipment or maximum equipment you may have. So if you're interested in that, open recruitment will end Sunday. So if you're interested in that, there's a post, drop a message here. I'll circle back to it. We'll make sure you guys get the links. We'd love to have you in there. Clearly the fam that is in F4D that's in this live is excited about it. And we'd love to have you in there too. Plus, this thing is sweet. This thing is sweet, and everybody, when we launch this, is pretty pumped now about being able to use that fire emoji and actually representing fully involved. So we're very excited about that. Yeah. So, and just so you guys know, Coach Adam, once again, the hero of the day, he decided, one, to get this thing going by shaking, rustling my jimmies, and telling me that, hey, are we gonna do this or what? And he also saved everybody from having to wear Hillsborough County lime green and the branding, because that's what I wanted, because I know you guys think that fire trucks are red, but they're not. They're lime green.
That's green.
They're safety green, if you can't tell. Fire trucks are actually this color, okay? I know you guys think they're red, but they're not. This is the color fire trucks are, and that was the color of the Fully Involved logo. And Adam was like, man, I really like that. I think it'd be better if it was orange. And I was like, bro, you're breaking my heart. I showed it to Ann. She's like, you know, it's better orange, right? I said, yeah, you're right. It's better orange. So thank you, Coach Adam. You're the man. But yeah, if you're interested, we'd love to have you in there and get you in it. So No rush. We open up recruitment. It gets closed and opened as we start a new phase because we don't want to let anybody come in the middle of the phase. So, Nell, you're all good. Move the big rocks first. You've taken on a big undertaking. It would almost, like, I would probably try to talk you out of it. So I'm glad that your head's in the right spot with that. Brandon's killing something.
Bobby, this is a big, it depends. The workouts, depending on how you do them, can be as long or as short as you need them to be. So if you have longer and you have access to weights, maybe use more weight that day. You need more rest time, you take your time. If you need to do it in less time, maybe you do things body weight. Maybe you superset exercises together. There will be formats put up every day. We'll explain what the exercises are, some examples you can use, and how they are set up to be done. But that doesn't mean that you can't just do them in a different order, do them all together, set all the exercises, depending on what you have time for. So really, you could make them 30 minutes, you could make them an hour and a half. It just depends on what you can do.
If you crunch for time, maybe you strip a set off, right? We're not here to monitor you and slap your wrist or say you did good, you did bad. We're here to give you a framework that, if followed, will lead the best chance you have of maximizing your progress. But maybe now this week isn't a time to maximize progress. It's a time to just make some, and that's okay. Whatever time you have, you can make it work. That's up to you. Obviously, heavier loads are going to require more time when rest to recover. So if that's not your thing and you want to go fast, maybe instead of doing it, you know, one lift at a time, you run it as a circuit. Maybe you reduce pounds to kind of keep your heart rate up. So many ways you can do it, and that's going to be an exciting thing to get into.
I think I need it. So, Nell, if this is something that you want and you want structured activity for your weeks, absolutely. Give it a shot. Ask all the questions. Coach Kim is a great person to ask since you're already familiar, right? So Kim will be able to give you a lot of answers on how things are set up, how she does it, what you have available. So I would talk to some people that are in here that said that they're happy to share their experiences. And yeah, get on in. Your primary focus is going to be your food first, because that's kind of the biggest undertaking that you have right now. But if you find that you like the structure from food and you are digging the structure that training is going to give you,
it's only going to potentiate it. And Coach Kim just said, Bobby, including the warm-up, 35 to 45 minutes for her. So, you know, and again, if you stripped a round off that, I mean, you know, how short do you want it to be in? And some of the workouts, too, are specifically designed to be short, designed to be dined for, easy for me to say. Designed to be done for time. So let's say there's a 40-minute list one day, low impact steady state for anybody that's not down with jargon. Let's say there's a 40-minute list. Let's say you only have 20 minutes. 20 minutes is better than 0 minutes, right? Yeah. Don't act like, well, I didn't do 40, so I can't do any. Do what you can. And that's the biggest thing about it. Because we have so many leaders in there driving us all to do better, it's absolutely great. Yeah, man, there's some fire breathers in there that are like, whoa, dude, how'd you pull that off? And then there are some people that I'm just floored that are getting their first pull up, or that are reducing their run times drastically, or that are getting resting heart rates while surpassing previous testing workouts that we have designed that are doing it more efficiently. It's just an amazing thing to watch. I'm really, really excited about it. And I think Ian just nailed it, man. There it is right there. You know, drop the fire emoji. We know you're fully involved. We get it. Nell, there you go. There's a link in the sticky in the announcements, and I will post it tomorrow as a final reminder to go fill out the form to get signed up, and then you'll get a link to go to the Stripe account, get in, we get you in the group, which, Bobby, I'm coming for you, I'll do that today. And then we'll get you in there and we'll get everything set. But yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah.
My man Greg, F4D is legit, and the logo is. You're right.
You're right,
legitimately is. Ian, we're getting all black fire engines from Pierce. Steve Bogle's going to hate it. Stealth, you know, man, as long as that reflective tape is all over it, that ladder truck that you always post looks incredible, and I'm for it. I'm for it.
Yeah.
Oh, Karen. Oh, I like it. Yeah, come get you some, man. Stephanie said the versatility and flexibility makes it amazing. And Bobby, that circles back to how long is it going to take? It depends. I'll tell you that I have a guy who's a former competitive strongman, and he lifts it like he's lifting it. So if he's going for a max rep or whatever, he's going to rest to make sure he's recovered for the next set. and his workouts take a little bit longer, but that's because he's doing it, you know, with a barbell background, and that's how he's used to training. And then we have people that pull off times where I'm like, bro, like I would be vomiting if I was doing it, you know? And so it really just depends on what you're looking for. And that's what we wanted. We wanted it to be truly something that anybody could do in a way they wanted to do it, in a way they wanted to progress. And so that's why it's a framework. It's a framework for linear progression and training. But hey, man, if you know, I had a guy last night at jiu-jitsu that can't, you know, he's an older guy. How old, Dave? 63?
He's 60.
63, and he can't put a barbell on his back anymore. So he's like, what should I do? Should I hack squat? And I was like, ooh, maybe not. I said, what about, and I ran through 27 things he never thought about that wouldn't involve axial loading and compressive spinal forces. And he was like, dude, I'm in. And all of them, to me, were more appropriate because cramming a 63-year-old body that's been through hell from powerlifting into a machine path,
yeah.
I think there's probably better ways to do it. So we found a way that could work for him.
Now, yeah, get 100% start with food. If you feel super, super comfortable and you really decide that you want to get on it,
we won't hold you back.
We'll open this again. So it's not like this is the only opening. It'll open again several weeks down the road, and you'll have an opportunity to get in. So you're not ever going to miss out on this.
And just so everybody knows, you know, yeah, I mean, it opens up when we cycle through. It opens up when the next phase starts, and we have Kelly week. So we have
5 weeks.
5 weeks after next week. No, 5 weeks total, probably until we open it again. So it's not a surprise. Like, we don't hold it back, but we just don't talk about it all the time because we're not like those, like, false scarcity, you know, got to act now. It'll be there for you. It'll be there now. It's up to you, man. We're not gonna shake you down for your $14.99 every 4 weeks. I promise you, Bobby. This is it.
Yeah.
This is how it happens. Structured training, linear progression. And you set that goal, so you make sure when you're doing vertical rows, horizontal rows, that you set it up with the idea of a pull up in mind, and it'll come. So guys, that's F4 deep. I kind of feel like we did this reverse, but I'm going to go ahead and throw up the light for a free-for-all. If you have a question, yo, I'll solve it, or at least try to give you an answer that isn't terrible, like that
question,
like that rap was. It is problem. It's That's problem. Why I was just explaining that it was terrible. I'm going to get the beating pointer
the
out.
Stick.
It's telescopic. So I don't think it's going to...
So you can beat somebody from like 6 feet away.
Well, that's so I can do the thing. But yeah, so I've got the beaten stick now. So the wife stays, doesn't mock my rapping, my vanillas. But if you got anything, let us know. We'll drop an answer. And if not, did smoked chicken done?
We are just about to eat some smoked chicken.
The smoked chicken's done. The Rec-Tec.
Yep.
Our Therm Pro is letting us know that the official grill of First in Nutrition is done, almost. Our chicken is almost done. We're going to have some smoked chicken tonight. We're really excited about it.
Yep.
So let us know if you have a question. We'll get it out. See? Yeah. Karen's with me. Check out the best while Jonathan revolves it. That's
beat.
Right. See?
Check out the beat. She corrected it. Ooh.
Ian is now saying that. Well, I thought check out the best because I was thinking of First in and Fully Involved. But that's okay. The beat's good too. Ian knows the actual, right? If you have a problem, you all solve it. So I can't say I'll solve it because my answer is going to be it depends. But I'll try to help you solve it.
So what we have to do is
And that's what we do.
Yeah, we've got to read Ian's first and then Karen's.
Right. So if you have a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the beat while
check out
that
the
resolves
beat.
It.
You guys.
I love it.
You guys are the best. That's where the best came from.
That's teamwork.
Stephanie, I hope you have a good weekend, fam. Thanks for hanging out. We're stoked to see you again soon. Well, Bobby, if the 340 sold out, we have the 380.
We have the 380.
So I like the 380 because it's a little more versatile, but the 340, you can't go wrong with Rec-Tec. Jessica, I hope you have a good weekend, too. We will see you guys later.
Yeah.
I think we got all the Q's and the A's out in the free-for-all before we talked about Fully Involved. So I'm going to go ahead and take this as a sign that you guys want us to go eat smoked chicken. And we're going to go do just that. So guys, have an awesome weekend. I hope you had a great time. Thanks for hanging out. and spending your Friday with us. Thanks for hearing about our first in Friday between Shots, Scoliosis, and FJ Cruisers. I appreciate it. And we'll see you guys soon. Awesome news about the reunion. Everybody that said they're coming, we're looking forward to it. Go ahead and get registered, and we may be locking that thing down soon because we're already in trouble finding a house. But that's the problem I like to have. Yo, I'll solve that one. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being first in, and we'll see you soon. Bye.